Ross 2 Matchday Live with Uriah Woodhead. Built on firm foundations and delivering great results every time. Visit our bathroom and kitchen showroom off Canal Road.
Kind of mentioned that. A pretty disappointing afternoon today.
No, I don't think there's too much in the game, really. I think both teams were hard working, applied themselves well. Both teams had good attitude. I think when a game like this today, the first goal was going to be important. It's important in most games, and it certainly is for us over the last few weeks when we've got good results. But today, I think the way that it was, we just think it then breaks when we had opportunities. Gilly gets into a good position, makes a good ball first half, and it's ricocheting around their 6-yard box. They get a clearance. Second half, keeper makes a fantastic save, and then a double save from Paulian's reaction, and then they score, and it obviously makes it more difficult, and we're downfall for ourselves in the second goal that Nicky Law should have put the ball in the box. We get done on the counter attack and get a deflected goal. So I can't fault the player's attitude or application and work rate and desire, because I think they've given it a go still. I don't think today we really got the breaks when we needed them, and probably Southend did.
Yeah, no, it is small margins. That double chance goes in, then it's a different game, isn't
well,
it?
Well, it is, yeah. And I think when the games are so tight like they were today, in terms of the tempo, pitch again is difficult for both teams. Referee, I thought, slowed the game down when free kicks were given against both teams. He would then stop the game for a minute, 90 seconds to talk to them, where most good refs would talk to the players as the game's going on and let the flow go. But it seemed to be a disruptive afternoon when neither team could get anything going, and certainly us, being the home team in front of our home fans, which made the first goal even more important than it normally is.
It's been a disappointing afternoon all round. Results have gone against City. It was always a tall order today, but it just seems a real downer, doesn't it, today? We've lost and results have obviously gone against us.
Yeah, look, we've always said that we have to try and affect what we can affect, and that's try to win today, and whatever happens after that, it's out of our control. We always knew that it was going to be a tough ask, and you can be very reliant on all the results going our way. So it's happened. We're disappointed more than missing out on the playoffs now. It's more disappointing that we've lost the game today, but what we do is we dust ourselves down on Monday morning and we go again to try and win the last two games of the season, and that's so important that we need to try and do that.
Obviously we're disrupted. Brunker went off early. What's the diagnosis there?
Went up, came down on his ankle. He's in a protective boot as it stands this morning in time. We'll assess him on Monday. Let's hope that it's nothing too serious. But for him to come off, who's a tough cookie, it must have hurt him. But he's saying in the dressing room he'll be fine for Tuesday. I think that's more of a bravado rather than a sensible head. But we'll assess where he is on Monday.
Don Polly missed a couple of chances. He's ironically just walking past him. He came on and he came off. What was the thinking behind that, Simon?
It was more of a tactical decision, really, that we had the two up front for most of the game, and one of them moved Lundy inside one just to cause them just to do something differently. And so it's not a slight on Dom. I think Dom was aware that he could have maybe finished the first opportunity. There's a ball that went across the box that Gilly had put a great ball in, and Dom, as opposite wide player, should be in amongst the 6-yard box for a tap-in, but he's still on the edge of the box. So it was more of a tactical substitution rather than anything sort of up against his how he played.
As far as your future is concerned, everyone's been talking about, I know you've had initial talks this week. What's the
Yeah, look, I've had chats with Edin over the last few days and previously before that on many different things.
Still a lot to work out and sort out.
Of course there is. I've sort of I've mentioned all along the lines that it's not going to be just based on sort of the players I can bring in and the players that we release and stuff like that. It's going to be, there's a lot of other stuff that needs to make this football club better, and it's not just on the match day situations behind the scenes. We spend 9-10 months of the season at the training ground, and I feel that the training ground is a big key that needs to be improved, have improvement, and many other things that come along with it. And these things are to be discussed, and I'm pretty sure that one way or another, a decision will be made very quickly on both parts.
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of these disappointed fans, because all of a sudden the realisation is the playoffs are not going to happen. Whether you stay or go, do you think there's enough talent in that squad, that Bradford City squad, or the nucleus of it, to be added to make them come again next season?
I think what they've got is there's some players that know the division and they know what's required to be very competitive in this division. But I do feel there's going to be, there needs quite a big of a overhaul of players who will go back from the loan stints, out of contract, even players that are under contract maybe have to move on and freshen things up. But that'll be a decision that we have to talk about that goes along alongside all the other things. But what we've got is, over the last few games especially, we've had a reaction from the players, put a little bit more pride back into the shirt after the Blackpool debacle. What we've got to do now is finish the season with the two, hopefully, victories starting on Tuesday night, and then we'll see where everything goes after that.
It's interesting, isn't it, the top of League One. It's a shame we're not involved in it, but Scunthorpe, Charlton, Plymouth, it's going to be a real scrap final day.
Well,
isn't it?
I think when you look right the way through the divisions, there's plenty still to play for in League One. The top end for the winners, the playoffs, the bottom places are still played. Everything to play for in them games. You look at the Championship, there's plenty to play for in all them. So this is what happens at this stage of the season. So much riding on next week. It's just a shame that we're not going to have anything riding on our last game.
Well, we can affect it, can't we?
No,
we're going to go there and try and win it.
Well, exactly, and that's why the games are going to be good games as well, because Walsall needs something out of the game, so they'll be quite apprehensive coming here and knowing what we're capable of doing. And then if Scunthorpe need to get something, which I'm sure they do, I think they play on Tuesday night as well, that they still might need something.
Plymouth, I think.
Yeah, I think they do actually. Yeah. So they might need something on Sunday, which it causes a sort of anxiety around them players. But and they're good games for our players to be involved in, because there should be an edge to them still, and we want to finish on a positive manner for our supporters and get 6 points.
I know it's early after the kickoff, but might you consider maybe a couple of players having a look at that you've not looked at before, because the season's all but dead really for us on Tuesday and Saturday?
Bit of both really. I think we want to be competitive. We haven't got the biggest of squads that are available, and to be fair, most of the lads who been in the 18 the last two games, I didn't change the team today and didn't change the subs, I've seen parts of them in games so far, so I know about them. Look, as I said, it's probably a little bit too early to consider it, but we're probably going to have to make changes if there's a couple of knocks anywhere.
Yeah, well, unfortunately not to be today. No. Their four-match run comes to an end, but encourage people to come down Tuesday and
we've got two games to go. Let's try and finish really well and get 6 points, put on a performance and send the supporters home happy.
OK, thanks, Simon.
Good man, cheers.
Join us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live, Simon Grayson.